That was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, part of the 1940s Radio Hour Live Christmas from Redstone Castle tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And I am now joined on the phone by my next guest, Janetta Howell. Thank you so much for calling into KD&K.
Thank you, Gavin. What a treat.
Well, and when we scheduled this interview, there were still tickets available to go to these shows this weekend, and it has now completely sold out. So congratulations. Obviously, the word got out that you guys were doing this, but this is a pretty exciting production, not only because you're at the Redstone Castle, which is one of the most amazing settings for a show like this, but talk about what is in store for folks who did get tickets.
Well, the good news is we've been working this show for the last couple of years, and this is really the pinnacle for us, and it is exciting that we have so many that want to follow us and see what we're up to. So this show in particular is a 1940s Christmas cabaret, so you're really getting that nostalgic feeling. There's a wonderful story behind it. There's music. We do some dancing. I mean, 4-5-part harmony is happening. So, but, you know, we're always looking for the next opportunity for the next season and the next year. So,
yeah, well,
that's exciting.
You've got some big names as part of your event. Tell us about the talent that's going to be part of the event.
Well, we have worked together as a team for years. So Julie Maniscalco, she started at the Crystal Palace, and her and I have been friends for 12 years performing together. And then we added Franz Aldefer, who is an amazing dancer and singer. He's from Aspen. And then Alexis States, who we all worked at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review together. And, boy, it's been an awesome journey to have musical stylings by Kyle Jones, who's just amazing on piano. So besides being wonderful friends, we got really talented folks.
Yeah, well, and then in terms of you know, the all the different people you've performed with over the years on piano, who would you say is your favorite?
Oh, that's not a fair question, Gavin, at all. I have lots of favorites.
Okay, well, fair enough. But one of the best is also a part of this show.
Yeah, you know, he's new this season. We started with Jonathan Gorse, and that was really fun to sort of put the musical aspects to it. He helped us bridge a few of the songs. So that's been neat to see. He's off, you know, gallivanting, doing musical theater all over the planet. So, you know, we're fortunate to keep this team going.
Yeah, well, again, folks, it's the 1940s Radio Hour live at the Redstone Castle tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday with seating at 6:30. It does look like tickets are now sold out. Are there going to be additional Janetta Howell theatrical shows coming up? Do you have anything else on the schedule that people can start to kind of save the date for?
That's so great. So we just did a sold out also at the River Valley Ranch in Carbondale, and it was just so much fun. You know, we performed the Riviera in Glenwood. So we can take this show on the road, so people can find us at jhtheatricals.com. And we have been discussing, what else do we want to do? You know, Franz brought up a great point. He's like, we can do some other things. I went, yeah. You know, the thing about this show in particular, the 1940s, this is a show that I wrote, and I'm really proud of that. So I know that we can do, you know, we can put together the next thing. So we want people to, you know, kind of follow us and see what else is next.
Well, and talk a little bit more about that in terms of writing the show. You're such a multi-talented person that I don't think, you know, someone who knows your name might not realize the breadth of what you can pull off. So how did this show come together? I mean, like, what is it? Yeah. A mix of originals with dialogue and singing?
That's good. So I did a lot of research, and, you know, the 1940s are dear to my heart. I work with a lot of seniors. That's kind of my other passion. So, you know, the World War II era is big. It's a big topic. Those are, you know, people remember that. So, you know, I did a lot of research, and I found wonderful stories and what it meant at Christmas time for families. So there's history in there, and then we each play kind of a different character. So we're either, you know, wives of some of the soldiers. We have soldiers that are in there. And then the best part about this year is that we added this big bang USO show at the end. So we can take our USO show and perform it anywhere, but, you know, the Andrews Sisters were added because I thought this is perfect. They, you know, big names toured at that time. So,
yeah,
it's really cool to see everybody get to shine.
And then is it also fun for you to have that time of year where you get to work in some Christmas material?
Yeah, I think that's really fun. You know, that was really the basis of how this happened. It was, we want to do the show, and, you know, what are we going to, you know, what kind of music are we going to do? So I think those song arrangements that we came up with, you know, there's beautiful jazz stuff that you just don't hear anymore, those tight harmonies and things like that. But then everybody gets to solo out. We get to do duets. So, and it's we have costumes, we have our hair done, it's the whole look. It's
yeah.
Cool.
And it might be even more fun for you guys than, well, I don't know if that's tough. The crowd's going to have a lot of fun too.
Actually, it is really fun for us. We are having a ball.
Well, so talk about performing at the Redstone Castle. Now, do you do things outdoor in the summers there? Whereas this is in the big main room.
Right. So, you know, April and Steve Carver, I performed at their Oktoberfest for the last 3 years in Glenwood. That was kind of a new thing. They started at the Brew Pub.
Yeah.
So I wrote the Oktoberfest show and provided the fun and the entertainment for that. And then it just kind of like, hey, we've got a show. We want to do something at Christmas time. So it's been great to be able to work with them and then bring it inside. And it's what a beautiful place.
Yeah, and
that is so worth it.
How about the acoustics? Because, I mean, I've done the tour, and I've definitely been meaning to get back down there and do an overnight gambling session and, you know, sort of in the history
yeah,
of the poker room. But
but
what is it like as a performer?
You know, I've only had we haven't had, like, a full dress rehearsal. Today is like we're going up. We're
wow.
getting it all in, but the acoustics are good. You know, we've sang and put everything in, so we know that it's going to be just great.
Excited
about that.
Yeah, and such an exciting thing for the attendees to get to you know, take in such a big show at an incredible location. And in terms of the castle, it does seem like this is. From a business standpoint, people trying to do something really good with a pretty interesting and complex history, right? I mean, there's I'm sure mixed feelings in the history of the Crystal River Valley about, you know, the role of the coal baron and the you know, the politics around the workers and those kind of things. But it's been what they've been able to do with it, not only from, you know, sort of a tourism or hotel standpoint, but also just with how much support that they've given nonprofits and, you know, like they donated an overnight stay to the KDNK Labor of Love silent auction. It's like the good vibes are definitely, you know, a big part of the success of the castle right now. And so I just think that you're, you know, sort of the tip of the iceberg in terms of what good can be done with such an institution like that. So thanks so much for talking to KDNK
really cool.
and
sure.
and for bringing the talent to such a fun and unique setting. It sounds like you truly are as excited as the people who scored tickets. So it's going to be quite a treat.
Well, you know, the Redstone started at Christmas time with Lady Bountiful. That's what she did at Christmas time. She gave gifts to the town. So we're given this gift this year.
Heck yeah. Well, Janetta Howell, thank you so much for speaking to me. And folks, if you want to learn more about the castle, you can go to theredstonecastle.com. It does sound like tickets are sold out for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can try giving the castle a call just in case they had a cancellation, 963-9656. But definitely don't quote that. KDNK said I could still get tickets. No, I didn't say that. and Janetta, I hope you guys have just a fabulous weekend and break a leg out there.
Thanks, Gavin. Happy holidays.